This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, get out the rabbit ears. Broadway tunes in and turns on to television first. While the East Coast digs its way out of the most recent snowstorm, workers in Anchorage, Alaska have been hauling in snow to cushion downtown streets. It's all in preparation for this morning's ceremonial start of the more than 1,000-mile Iditarod sled dog race to Nome. As Ann Sutton reports from member station KTOO, mushers have faced howling blizzards and mind-numbing cold over the 31-year history of the race, but never the challenges of this year's strangely mild winter.
Mushing dissolved into slushing this winter in south-central Alaska. G.B. Jones lives and trains along the Iditarod Trail in Kinnick, about 60 miles from Anchorage.
Trail conditions here have been horrendous. It's open water, it's ice, and dirt and no snow.
Surrounded by a small bevy of supporters, he's parked his dog truck, a kind of dog motel in the back of a pickup, outside the Kinnick Bar and Grill. He's been here all week with a host of athletic sled dogs, training for his second Iditarod. He was offering free jaw-rattling rides to tourists on the side, at least until his sled foundered on the rocky trail.
For the last 3 days, I've been taking the sled on the trail, knowing that eventually it was going to give in to the ways of the trail and crash and burn, and yesterday was that day.
Now he's back to training the way he's done for most of the winter, by hooking up the team to his four-wheel dirt buggy. With 10 eager dogs all lunging at their traces, they send up a spray of gravel as they set out for another spin around Kinnick Lake.
Mike! 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 Come on, let's go!
Meteorologists blame the weather on the so-called Pineapple Express, a persistent low-pressure system. It's coddled the state with higher-than-average temperatures and lower-than-average snowfall. It was good news for golfers, who began making the rounds in February, but it was bad news for mushers, so bad that in early February, Iditarod race organizers made a historic decision. They agreed to start the race the Monday after the ceremonial start in Fairbanks, some 350 miles north of Anchorage. Trail manager Jack Niggemeyer dubbed it the Idita Detour. It would cut out the most majestic and the most treacherous part of the trail, the Alaska Range, and a host of rivers that are normally covered in a thick crust of ice.
You know, we knew that a couple of cold days might heal the Yentna River, but it looked like it was going to take another winter to get the South Fork of the Kuskokwim fixed.
Still, more trouble lay ahead. Niggemeyer says trailbreakers following the new route on Snow Machine brought back disturbing news. They were reporting more thin ice and snowless tundra pocked with frozen clumps of grass the size of paint buckets.
You know, it was miserable, and the people that I had out there working on it are guys that are as tough as they come and have done this, you know, over 15 to 20 years in some cases, and they came back and said, this is hell.
So a week before the race, they changed the route again, keeping to the broad course of the still icebound Yukon River. That set off a mad scramble. Tons of dog and people food already left for mushers and villages along the way had to be moved to new locations. Mushers had to rework their strategy for the more than week-long trek to Nome. Last weekend, defending champion Martin Boozer at his training grounds in the mountains puzzled over which of his carefully packed food bags would end up where.
Squintna became Manly, and Manly now is still Manly, but McGrath might have become Cripple, and now Cripple is not Cripple anymore, so Cripple might be Galena now. So I guess what it comes down to is being organized real well helps a lot.
Despite the confusion, he's just glad there's a race this year. But was that ever in question?
Absolutely not.
Trail manager Jack Niggemeyer says sure, they played around with a few novel ideas.
We've talked briefly about everything from Allakaket and Kotzebue and Lake Minchumina to Buffalo, New York and Lexington, Kentucky. You know, there's snow in other places, but you know, every move I've made and all the other people around here has been to get to Nome somehow.
Even the most foolhardy gambler might hesitate to lay down real money on the outcome of this year's race. That's why Niggemeyer grins broadly as he cheerfully predicts not a record, but a good run, and a winner into Nome on March 13th at 2:18 a.m. For NPR News, I'm Ann Sutton in Anchorage.